This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for July 14th, 2006. I'm Jen Rourke. Coming up, a new species of armadillo makes its home in Illinois. And a look at your AM 580 forecast. But first, today's news. Urbana School Superintendent Gene Amberg says his recent trip to China served as an eye-opener. He was among 300 educators taking part in an initiative to encourage more Chinese language educators in the U.S. Amberg observed classroom activity in Beijing and heard from China's Minister of Education. With more than 200 million Chinese students learning English, Amberg says we need to increase efforts for young people here to learn Mandarin Chinese. Right now, less than 24,000 young people in the U.S. are studying the language. Amberg says he'd like to see middle and high school students in Champaign-Urbana offered such courses. But Amberg says teacher accessibility in China shows how differently the country approaches education.
If a child has learning difficulties or handicapping conditions, it's really the responsibility of the parents. And I think as we look at U.S. public schools, yes, we have a lot of challenges and a lot of things, shortcomings. But the core of our vision is that every child has a right to learn. And it really sets us apart in a uniquely positive way.
Amberg visited a high school in Beijing with over 10,000 students total and about 60 per class. In order to attend college, Amberg notes that all students in China are required to pass an English proficiency test. A former head of the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency has filed a lawsuit claiming the Blagojevich administration ordered him to do political hiring and firing. Sean Crawford reports.
Maynard Crossland resigned as director of the agency back in 2004, but in a lawsuit, he says he was forced out after refusing to fire several Republican workers. Crossland alleges the Democratic administration gave him an organizational chart of various positions at the agency, many of which contained a red X mark. Crossland contends those were all Republican employees and that he received pressure to get rid of them. Crossland's suit says those positions were protected from patronage. The former director also says he was asked to find a spot for the wife of state lawmaker Tom Holbrook, a House Democrat from Belleville, but the court documents show that came at the same time a review was ongoing into questionable handling of agency money she oversaw while site manager of the Cahokia Courthouse. Attempts to reach Holbrook or his wife have been unsuccessful. This legal filing comes on the heels of several former state transportation workers who claim they were fired for political reasons. The governor denies the allegations. Federal prosecutors have acknowledged they have a widespread investigation into personnel activities within Blagojevich's administration. Maynard Crossland's suit seeks reinstatement to his former position along with back pay and interest. I'm Sean Crawford.
Living on campus is proving so popular at the University of Illinois at Springfield campus that the school is running out of room. But next summer, construction is expected to begin on a new 200-bed residence hall that will increase UIS's on-campus housing capacity to more than 1,000 students. The university's Board of Trustees approved the $16 million project yesterday. UIS Chancellor Richard Ringheisen says about 300 freshmen are expected to be enrolled this fall, and 75% want to live in on-campus housing. The new dormitory will also have a coffee shop and bookstore. It's expected to be finished in time for the 2008-2009 school year. The University of Illinois Board of Trustees welcomed three new student members at its meeting in Chicago yesterday. Sarah M. Doyle of the Springfield campus will have the single board vote among the three students. She's the first Springfield student to have the official vote, which is designated each year by the governor. The student trustee from Urbana-Champaign had the vote the past 2 years. Christopher Cantis of the Urbana-Champaign campus and Umer Mamsa of the Chicago campus also joined the board yesterday, and with Doyle, will each serve for 1 year. The student trustees were elected by the student bodies at their respective campuses this spring. The number of minority construction contracts awarded by the Cook County government have shrunk since a judge ruled the minority participation requirement was illegal as written. At one time, minority participation in Cook County construction contracts ran as high as 45%. However, from 2003 through July 2005, minority firms obtained only 17% of the $84 million in prime county construction contracts, and just 1.7% of all county construction contracts. The numbers were released to county board members yesterday. Colette Holt says the county can look to a minority contracting plan she helped the city of Chicago develop, which has held up to court scrutiny. She says the plans for an interim county program will be introduced in September. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jen Rourke. Environmental Almanac promotes awareness and understanding of the natural world in East Central Illinois and highlights environmental research by UIUC faculty and affiliates. In this edition, Rob Cantor introduces us to a new animal to Illinois and a unique ecological success story.
We've grown accustomed to the alarms raised when a new species of animal makes its way into Illinois, and in most cases with good reason. Creatures like the Asian long-horned beetle and the big-head carp wreak havoc on ecosystems and threaten our economy. But there's a newcomer to the southern part of our state that seems to be stirring up more curiosity than eradication plans, the nine-banded armadillo. Nine-banded armadillos are the most numerous and widely distributed of the 20 species of armadillos that exist today, and the only kind that inhabit the United States. They are native to South and Central America, but they've been expanding their range for at least the past 150 years. They were first reported north of the Rio Grande in Texas in 1849 and have steadily spread north and east from there. During the early part of the 20th century, another population of armadillos was established in Florida when they were brought there by people and released. That population also spread rapidly and converged with the Texas population in northern Florida and southern Georgia in the 1970s. Armadillos now also occupy parts of South Carolina, much of Alabama, Mississippi, Oklahoma, southern Kansas, Arkansas, western Tennessee, and southern Missouri. Individuals have even been reported as far north as Nebraska. Will Illinois be added to the list of states that armadillos call home? People have reported seeing them here since the 1970s, but a flurry of sightings in recent years has prompted Joyce Hoffman and colleagues at the Illinois Natural History Survey to look into the issue. With support from the Illinois Wildlife Preservation Fund, they surveyed 135 people familiar with the animal life of southern Illinois and solicited reports of armadillo sightings by birdwatchers. Respondents reported 76 different armadillo records from 22 counties between 1999 and 2003, mostly in the western half of southern Illinois. There were also reports in 2004 from seven additional counties. How armadillos arrive in Illinois is an open question. They might be brought by people and released, as they were in Florida, or they might come as stowaways in cargo on barges, trains, or trucks, or they might arrive on their own power, walking across bridges or, unlikely though it may be, even somehow crossing the Mississippi River. Although we know that armadillos can get to Illinois, we don't yet know whether or how well they might become established here. Cold will eventually stop their spread north, since they can't hibernate, and they depend for food on insects and other creatures they find by digging in the earth. Where the ground stays frozen for too many days in a row during the winter, they are unable to dig for food and can't survive. The current prediction for their northern limit is a line that runs across the state about a third of the way up from the bottom. Whether or not armadillos become Illinois residents, they are fascinating for their many quirks. When they are startled, armadillos may jump 4 feet into the air, and they are surprisingly fast for such ungainly-looking creatures. Armadillos don't float naturally, so they cross small bodies of water by walking across the bottom, like divers wearing weights. When they must swim, they can make themselves buoyant by gulping air to partially inflate their intestines. And of course, armadillos are the only North American mammals that grow their own armor. If you happen to see an armadillo in Illinois, make a note of the date and location and contact the Illinois Natural History Survey. You'll be contributing detail to a unique ecological success story.
And now, a look at your WILL AM 580 forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds around 10 miles per hour, chance of showers and thunderstorms 60%. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the lower 70s, light winds. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 90s, light winds. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for July 14th, 2006. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jen Rourke, AM 580 News.